as a victory ever tasted so sweet?
Yeah, I've had better victories than that. That's not the sweetest one, but it's timely. I think it's the most important thing. Delighted for the players. Players have been fantastic. Came in for some criticism, some challenges as well. But they've stuck together. You know, a small group stick together and they'll have an effect.
Proper good performance as well in terms of obviously the goal they conceded. They could have been disappointed from just before half time, but they bounced back for that.
Oh, we're very, very disappointed with the goal that we lose. We kind of made kind of one or two individual mistakes in the build up to it, and it gave, you know, Dunfermline, you know, the opportunity to do what they did, and they did it well. But we galvanised from that, and you know, with a quiet word with certain individuals at half time, but I thought second half was a very, very accomplished performance. I thought Dunfermline at times, good possession, passed the ball reasonably well, but didn't really hurt us, you know. But Jack said a really, really good save at the death, you know, when we were a bit slack in the marking, but overall it was a solid, very, very workmanlike performance.
Put some distance between the two sides as well, which is...
means nothing. Means absolutely nothing. It's very, very, you know, early. I think we're not even midway through the second section, so it means nothing, you know, other than it's 3 points and it gives everybody a shot in the arm.
I was just going to say, well, you've answered it there, but given that, what would it mean if Dunfermline had beaten you?
Might have been severe repercussions on that side of it, but no, again, I can only praise the players. Players have been absolutely fantastic. Been slightly unfortunate not to pick up more points, but you kind of keep saying that because it just sounds as if you're making excuses. There's facts there, you know. We've got a very, very tight squad. You see there, Brian McLean gets injured. We're really down to that side of it in the defenders. We're now going to miss two key players for us next weekend. The two lads are going to be international under 21 duty, you know, Xan and Matt and T, so the squad's challenged even more.
Gary Oliver seems to come up with, I think that's his 9th and 10th goals against Dunfermline. He seems to like playing against them.
Never knew that. But no. Nah, he's. We took a gamble today. It was risk and reward today because we played those attacking players, two strikers and two attack-minded wide players. Dunfermline did similar as well, and you know, they'll maybe feel slightly aggrieved in terms of the possession that they've had, but you know, I think the, you know, the quality in terms of how you can, your timing of the goals, you know, we couldn't ask for any more.
Must be a huge sigh of relief to, as I said on Thursday, it's just about getting that win. But
the win, I think we've lost 1-8, but we can't say that. I've just said it, but we can't say it because it's just too many draws, and draws are frustrating. But it doesn't mean you're playing badly, you know. It's a lot of positive there. We knew we were missing our main striker, but people just ignored that. But we knew that, the group knew that, we just needed to stick together. All right.
Thanks, brilliant. Thanks.